Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 64 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Arlo Barnett.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
We will lose critical experience in the classroom and on the street.
Kentucky's Attorney General will try to block the pension reform bill passed yesterday with a lawsuit.
The ACLU is challenging a law banning certain types of abortion.
Officials at a Moorhead bank are warning residents of a new phone scam.
The Planning and Zoning Commission has rejected plans for a pawn shop in West Moorhead.
The Rowan County Public Library has chosen a new director.
In sports, MSU baseball and softball are in action on the road today.
Bud Luke brings us the stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 48 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Kentucky's Attorney General is filing a lawsuit to stop implementation of a pension reform bill, which was signed into law yesterday by the governor. Andy Beshear says Senate Bill 151 violates Frankfort's contract with teachers and other state employees. The legislation keeps most benefits for current and retired teachers, but moves new hires into a hybrid plan. Beshear is asking a judge for a temporary injunction to keep the bill from going into effect until the court can make a final ruling.
We know this pension bill will cause mass retirements of teachers, law enforcement, and others. And those are mass retirements we cannot handle. An injunction would allow those considering retirement to have the time to watch this litigation unfold and to give us the chance to have this illegal bill thrown out.
The Kentucky Education Association and the Kentucky State Lodge Fraternal Order of Police have joined Beshear in the lawsuit. Meanwhile, teachers opposed to the bill are planning another rally in Frankfort on Friday. So far, that's led to five school districts canceling Friday classes. That's in Bullitt, Fayette, Garrett, Trimble, and Scott counties.
Defying the vocal objections of teachers, Kentucky's Republican governor signed a bill into law Tuesday that makes changes to the state's troubled public pension systems. The law preserves most benefits for current and retired teachers, but moves new hires into a hybrid plan that puts less risk on the state. Teachers are mostly angry about how the bill was passed. Lawmakers introduced and passed the legislation in a single day. So fast, the bill was not available for the public to read until after lawmakers had approved it. They also passed the bill without having a financial analysis of how it would affect the pension system, despite a state law requiring it.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a federal lawsuit challenging a new law banning a certain type of abortion in Kentucky. Paul Miles reports.
The law prohibits dilation and evacuation, a common procedure that is performed after 11 weeks of pregnancy. The ACLU says the law is forcing patients to travel hundreds of miles out of state if they need the procedure, and it imposes serious harm on women's health and dignity. A spokeswoman for Governor Bevin says the lawsuit is disturbing but not surprising. Communications Director Elizabeth Kuhn says lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to safeguard unborn children against the gruesome practice of live dismemberment abortion. I'm Paul Miles.
Officials at a Moorhead bank are warning people of a new phishing scam that could lead to credit fraud and identity theft. Some local residents received calls this week indicating their accounts at Kentucky Bank have been compromised. A voicemail instructed individuals to call the fraud department to have their accounts verified. Jim Braden is the chief operating officer at Kentucky Bank. He says customers should be suspicious when callers ask for identifying information.
We take a layered approach to our cardholder security. For one, we'll never ask for personally identifiable information. We may confirm the last four of a social, or we may confirm the last four of a card number, but we'll never ask for the whole account number. If somebody receives a request for that should send up a red flag.
Braden says most scam callers send out robocalls to hundreds of people in hopes of getting money from just one or two people who return the call.
The Scioto County Sheriff's Office has arrested a Portsmouth, Ohio man on drug charges. WSAZ reports 35-year-old Lloyd Coyner has been wanted on a warrant for failing to appear in court after being convicted on drug charges. He was arrested Monday during a traffic stop and charged with possession of methamphetamine. Deputies say they also found drug paraphernalia and evidence of drug trafficking at Coyner's apartment on Dewey Street. Coiner is lodged in the Scioto County Jail.
A Martin County woman is facing drug charges after a traffic stop. WSAZ reports 25-year-old Ada Priest of Inez was stopped by Martin County Sheriff's deputies on Big Lick Road around 9 p.m. Monday. Deputies say they found crystal meth in Priest's pocket, as well as a smoking pipe. Priest is charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and several traffic offenses. She is held in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
We'll be right back with more local news after this quick break.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans on just about anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. Bypass Pawn on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead can be reached at 606-780-7296. Facebook and online at bypasspawn.com.
Walkers and joggers will soon have a new place in Moorhead where they can enjoy those activities. Mayor Jim Tom Trent says he and members of City Council have asked the architect designing the complex to add a 1/3 of a mile walking path around the complex that will eventually include a new splash pad, indoor recreation facility, and a kayak and boat launch.
That we think will be nice for people to give them an addition to the city park, maybe something where you don't have to battle the traffic. So overall, we feel like it's maximizing that usage of that land. We don't have any lost space, but it still gives us built-in green space, places for trees, shrubbery, those type of things. So it's not all just concrete and pavement and those type of deals.
The new $600,000 splash pad will be built on a piece of land across from the Green Hill City Park the city bought last year for $1 million from the Perkins family.
Moorhead's Planning and Zoning Commission has rejected an application for a pawn shop to be opened in a residential area. The owner of a small home located in West Moorhead has applied to open a pawn shop and thrift shop on the corner of Candlelit Way and Clearfield Street. In order to do so, the owner would need an exception to the residential zoning. More than a dozen residents from the community came to the hearing. Jacob Stegall says he is against that kind of business locating to his neighborhood.
If you read any of Thomas J. Miles, he's the Dean of Law and Economics at the University of Chicago Law School. Specifically in 2008, he talked about, and this is the quote, pawn shops serve the credit needs of lower-income individuals and consequently locate in higher crime communities. However, pawn shops are often suspected of being outlets for stolen property, and if so, they may stimulate criminal activity.
Some other homeowners said that they were afraid that any business in that location could make it difficult for first responders to reach homes in the neighborhood.
After nearly 2 years of construction, St. Clair Healthcare is just 1 month shy of completing its new medical services pavilion. The $28 million facility has three stories, 81,000 square feet, and more than 100 exam rooms. Chamber of Commerce Director Tracy Williams says the facility will have a big impact on the community.
It is a wonderful central location for everyone, and the convenience will bring more people in to utilize this service, to have them all here. And the more people we have in, the more people we have shop, the more people we have eat here.
The facility will include outpatient services such as cardiology, gastroenterology, neurology, orthopedics, physical therapy, and urology.
Starting in mid-May, Rowan County's Public Library will have new leadership. The Rowan Library Board has named Tim Gamp to replace Director Helen Williams, who retires after 18 years of service next month. According to Chairwoman Catherine Smith, the board chose Gamp for the post because he has the skills the library needs moving forward.
He has such a wealth of knowledge with the history of libraries and on the political aspect. Because of his position with the Department of Libraries, he's familiar with the laws and the rules that are necessary to make a library run. And I think he is well connected in the community and in the state to assist us in any future problems that could potentially ever happen.
Gamp comes to Rowan County after a stint as the assistant director of the Lawrence County Public Library. He'll start in the next week or so, giving him a month to learn the ropes from Williams.
And the annual used book sale starts at the Round County Public Library next Thursday, hosted by Friends of the Library. Used books accumulated throughout the year will go up for sale April 19th through the 21st. Assistant Director Julie Carroll says shoppers who come to the sale on the last day have the opportunity to save money by bundling books together.
If it's something that's popular and it's going to be needed in our library at some point in time, we will hold it because we like to have duplicate copies in case one gets torn up that's in our collection and we'll switch out.
Most books donated to the library will be displayed at the used book sale. However, Carroll says titles in high demand that are not in surplus may be saved for future use by the library.
A new sidewall will be built to connect two schools in Greenup County. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
The sidewalk will be constructed along U.S. 23 in the Lloyd community. It will join Gray's Branch Elementary and the high school, giving students a safe and definable walkway. As of now, students have been walking to school on the side of the road. According to the Daily Independent, the project is made possible through a Safe Routes to School grant, totaling up to $240,000. The sidewalk will span from Madden Street to Old Dam Lane. Construction for the sidewalk is expected to begin this year. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
A new prison is going to be built in Letcher County, and the judge executive there is thrilled. Judge Executive Jim Ward spoke with EKB-TV regarding the situation. He says infrastructure improvements have already been planned for the project.
I think there will be some improvements in the road going out to the prison on 160. That was one of the things that we had proposed to with the Frankfort when this prison was announced, that there would be some road improvements from there.
Ward says the project will be built in the Roxana area and will take several years to complete. Property acquisition for the prison is already underway.
A new case of hepatitis has been found in Ashland. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg has more.
The case was diagnosed in a worker at Ken's Express Mart on 29th Street, according to the Ashland-Boyd County Health Department. The employee prepared food at the fresh food counter during the infectious period. Possible exposure was a two-week window from March 22nd through April 7th. Those in the community who wish to prevent hepatitis A should be immunized as a preventative measure. The Daily Independent stated anyone who is experiencing symptoms should immediately contact a physician or seek medical attention. Anyone with possible exposure and not experiencing symptoms is encouraged to contact a health department for a post-exposure hepatitis A vaccine. For WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
Taking a look at current temperatures, tonight it's going to be 63 degrees in Moorhead, 62 degrees in Flemingsburg, 63 degrees in Lexington, 64 degrees in Ashland, and 63 degrees in Winchester. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy and a 0% chance of rain, lows around 50. Tomorrow morning it'll be partly cloudy, low wind gusts, and highs around 76. Tomorrow night, there'll be some clear skies, lows around 56 degrees. Friday morning, it'll be sunny with some evening clouds and highs around 80. Friday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a 0% chance of precipitation and lows around 60 degrees.
The time is almost 4:44, and it's a beautiful afternoon here on the campus of Moorhead State University. I'm Arlo Barnett, here with Cody Robinson. And we're glad you're with us on this warm Wednesday afternoon. We're here in the Larry Netherton studio at MSPR on the third day of our spring fun drive. And for our feature segment today, we have testimonial from a former SPR graduate student.
Hi, my name is Nelson Gullett, and I'm the music director at WDVX, a nationally recognized non-commercial Americana radio station in Knoxville, Tennessee. Before I came to Knoxville, though, I was a student at Moorhead State University, and through the years held several roles at Moorhead State Public Radio. I was an undergraduate working in the news and sports department. I came back after graduation as a graduate assistant, where I expanded my roles in the news department, learning to do better interviews, put together a daily newscast, learned how to produce shows like Mountain Edition, and run shows like Morning Edition at the radio station. I also started working in the music department during my time as a graduate assistant, where I began hosting one night a week of Americana Crossroads. I graduated again, left the station, and eventually came back as full-time host of Americana Crossroads, doing four nights a week of Americana music programming. After a few years of that, I found myself in Knoxville doing what I'm doing now. But I've always looked back fondly at my time at Morehead State Public Radio and the skills that it taught me. I'm very confident in saying that there are few college radio stations around the country that give students the opportunities that Morehead State Public Radio provides. During my time there, I learned how to interview everyone from musicians to politicians to celebrities. I interviewed everyone at Morehead State Public Radio from Mitch McConnell to Linda Carter, Wonder Woman herself. I learned how to host live radio programs, four nights a week of Americana programming. I would not be where I am today without my time serving as host of Americana Crossroads. I'm also very confident in telling you that the people who work at Morehead State Public Radio are just as important to the students who come through their doors as the opportunities those people provide. The students that I worked with at Morehead State Public Radio, many of them are professional broadcasters today, everywhere from North Carolina to Alabama to right here in Tennessee. Morehead State Public Radio was a great opportunity for me as a student. I continue to look back at it strongly as a professional today. I still have trouble not saying Morehead State Public Radio as the call letters when I'm on the air at WDVX. It's so ingrained in who I am and what I am as a broadcaster. It's Fun Drive Week at Morehead State Public Radio. It's a perfect time to show how much you appreciate what they've meant to the community for all the years they've been there. I know they've meant a lot to me. Support public radio. Support Morehead State Public Radio. I'm Nelson Gullett, a former student at Morehead State, and I hope you give them a call and give them your support.
And please do take that call to action from Mr. Nelson Gullett by calling 783-2001 right now. We've got some operators standing by. Or make a pledge online at WMKY.org under the Support Us tab. Braxton Howard brings you a view of the sports world in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at morehedstate.edu/innovation.
Eagles look to stay hot. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Morehead State baseball team is currently in action with Butler up in Indianapolis. Last check, the Eagles trail 2-0 in the second inning. Coach Mike McGuire knew it would be a challenging game for his 20-13 club.
They're a good club. They're off to a really good start to the season. They got a good record. I obviously go from there to Edwardsville, which is another important series.
The Eagles open up that three-game series with SIU Edwardsville on Friday at 7 p.m. The Cincinnati Reds are back in Philly tonight at 7:05, hoping to salvage the final game of their three-game series with the Phillies. After dropping Game 1 6-5, the Reds lost last night to the Phillies 6-1. Manager Brian Price's team returns to the Diamond this evening, looking to improve on its dismal early season record of just 2-8.
There hasn't been any particular part of our game so far that has shown up consistently, pitching or offense. And that's what we're looking for, is to get much more consistency from both to where the games are more, you know, competitive, to where we can deal with some leads and find ways to finish off games. And right now it's a challenge.
0-2 right-hander Luis Castillo will pitch tonight for the Reds. 1-0 Nick Pivetta will take the ball for the Phillies. Some other scores from Major League Baseball this afternoon. The Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 earlier today. The Braves and the Nationals are tied at 3 in the 12th inning. The Twins are up on Houston 8-6 in the 9th. The Rays lead the White Sox 1-0 in the 7th. Seattle leads Kansas City 4-2 in the 8th. And the Padres lead the Rockies 5-0 in the 4th inning. The Morehead State softball team is in doubleheader action in Huntington today, taking on Marshall. In Game 1 of the day, the Eagles outlasted the Herd 3-2. MSU scored 3 runs on 10 hits in the game to move their record to 19-10 on the year. Currently in the second game of the day, Marshall leads 3-0 in the 3rd inning. Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin believes all 12 of his players from this past season will be back next year. The Eagles went 8-21 with a team that featured 10 freshmen and sophomores along with just 2 juniors. According to Spradlin, none of them indicated during their postseason talks with him that they wanted to leave MSU.
Coming out of those meetings, I didn't anticipate anyone, wanting to transfer or anything like that. And of course, that could change. But at the moment, I feel fairly secure with our guys that the season we went through and the lessons that we've learned, that we bring all of those guys back, it could be significantly better for us.
Spradlin hopes to add two signees this spring or summer for the Eagles' 2018-19 roster. A key member of the Kentucky basketball team is coming to Moorhead. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will be signing autographs this weekend at Buffalo Wild Wings. He announced this week he has signed an agent and will enter the NBA draft, but tells WLEP the decision was harder than most people think.
Yeah, it was definitely a hard decision. A lot of kids think I'm crazy for saying it's a hard decision. But Kentucky is like home to me. As soon as I stepped on campus, I was welcomed by the fans. And that's why I always say the fans are the best fans in the world. There's nothing like Kentucky.
Gilgeous-Alexander will be at Buffalo Wild Wings on Sunday from 3 to 4:30. Kansas and NC State are the latest schools to be caught up in the federal pay-for-play probe involving college basketball. A rewritten federal indictment released on Tuesday charges that Adidas officials paid the parents of two student-athletes to get them to sign with those schools. The indictments allege that the family of a Kansas recruit received $90,000 from an Adidas rep last August, while another recruit signed with NC State for a $40,000 payoff. That player signed an Adidas endorsement last year when he entered the NBA draft. The NBA regular season wraps up tonight with the final spot in the Western Conference playoffs still up for grabs. The Timberwolves and Nuggets will square off tonight in Minnesota. The winner takes the 8th seed in the Western Conference playoffs. Elsewhere, Houston Rockets forward Luke Mbamute will likely miss the first round of the Western Conference playoffs with a dislocated right shoulder, a league source tells ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. And Kevin Durant will opt out of his contract with the Warriors this season in hopes of re-signing with Golden State for a higher salary. With several of its key veterans returning, Moorhead State football coach Rob Tenier says he's doing more refining than teaching this spring with his offense. Tenier says starting with quarterbacks, that group's experience has really shown itself during the Eagles' recent practices.
Lawson Page is doing an outstanding job leading our offense, throwing the football really well right now, taking control of things. And the names that you think that you would talk about, you know, we can talk about, you know, Jaron Higginbotham and Logan Holbrook and Arian Beasley and, you know, guys up front doing a nice job. We've made some adjustments in our run game, and so we're making some really good progress.
The MSU football team is preparing to finish its third week of spring drills. As the Kentucky football team gets ready to close the books on its spring drills, co-offensive coordinator Eddie Grand is pleased with how his unit is coming along. According to Grand, the Wildcats' offense has played with more effort and intensity since being chewed out by head coach Mark Stoops prior to last weekend's scrimmage.
I didn't think we were competing and we weren't to our standard. Our standard has to be that every day you go out and the ball's in the air, you got to compete. And up front, we've got to be physical. And as a running back, we've got to make sure that we're efficient in the run game. And the 2 yards when you get tackled, you get a profile tackle on half a man and we get five. We did that.
The Cats will end their spring practices on Friday at 6:30 with their annual blue-white inter-squad game. Finally in sports, the Louisville football team's new starting quarterback says he's making progress. Redshirt sophomore Juwan Pass believes he did all right in the Cardinals scrimmage last weekend. While admitting UofL's offense ran the ball better than it passed it, Pass remains confident the situation will turn itself around.
We've been going good. I think I did all right. I did a lot of good things and other things I got to work on too, but we just going to keep watching film and getting better. Because we're going to have to run the ball to win, and it also can open up the passing game. So if we got a good running game, then there's no doubt we can throw the ball downfield.
Pass is taking over as Louisville's starting quarterback from Lamar Jackson. The Heisman Trophy winner left school a year early to enter this month's NFL draft. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Online at msueagles.com. Softball plays a doubleheader, hosting Murray State at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Sunday, and baseball welcomes West Virginia Tech at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, April 18th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell after President Trump taunted Russia on Twitter to, quote, get ready for a possible missile strike on Syria. And the Dow Industrials finished near the lows for the day with a loss of 218.55 at 24,189.45. The S&P 500 was down 14.68 at 2642.19, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 25.27 at 7069.03. And Trump did say in a tweet that Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice, new, and smart. And obviously, this news sent safe haven assets higher, with like gold and U.S. Treasuries, which both rose on the news, and crude oil prices also spiked higher. Because of the lower interest rates today in the bond market, your interest-sensitive stocks like banks led the decliners. Shares of Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, and Goldman Sachs all closed lower. BlackRock and Delta Airlines kick off the first quarter earnings season tomorrow, with J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo scheduled to report on Friday. And investors have high expectations for this earnings season. According to FactSet, S&P 500 earnings are forecast to have grown by 17.1% last quarter. That would be the biggest quarterly earnings growth since the first quarter of 2011, when earnings rose 19.5%. In corporate news, shares of Netflix popped nearly 2% after analysts at Goldman Sachs hiked their price target on the stock to $3.60 from $3.15. As mentioned, the commodities markets today, or I should say in the commodities markets, oil and gold both spiked up in price. Oil is now $66.78 a barrel, the highest level in a number of years. Overseas in Europe, stocks were weak, with the Stock 600 index down 0.6%. And in Asia, markets were mixed. The Shanghai Composite was up 0.6%, and the Nikkei was down 0.5%. Among Dow stocks, ExxonMobil and McDonald's were the best performers, and your worst performers among Dow stocks were Boeing and United Health Group. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Mattel and Hilton Worldwide Holdings, while the worst performers were Fastenal and W.W. Grainger. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 9 cents at $69.49, CSX down a quarter at $55.01, AEP down 7 cents at $67.80, Marathon Petroleum up 29 cents at $73.99, AK Steel down 7 cents at $4.36, and Community Trust Bank was down 40 cents to finish at $45.40. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for More Stable Look Radio comes from the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, reminding you that April is Distracted Drivers Awareness Month. Research by Car and Driver magazine shows that a texting driver is as dangerous as a drunk driver. The Kentucky Office of Highway Safety encourages drivers to keep their eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. Work can wait.
Taking another look at this week's weather forecast, tonight it'll be mostly cloudy and a 0% chance of rain, lows around 50 degrees. Tomorrow morning it'll be partly cloudy and some low wind gusts, and highs around 76. Tomorrow night we have some clear skies and lows around 56 degrees. Friday morning it'll be sunny with some evening clouds and highs around 80. Friday night it'll be partly cloudy and a 0% chance of precipitation, lows around 60 degrees. Saturday morning it'll be cloudy with occasional showers and some possible thunder, highs around 73 degrees. Saturday night, it'll be mostly cloudy, an 80% chance of showers, lows around 60. Sunday, it's a 100% chance of rain in the morning and some possible showers later that evening, high of 63 and low of 37. Current temperatures are 62 degrees in Flemingsburg, 63 degrees in Lexington, 64 degrees in Ashland, 63 degrees in Winchester, and 63 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
And a reminder that we are in our spring fundraiser, and about half or more of the stories you heard this show were produced by students, and that's what your money goes toward, is the student payroll. We're facing big deductions, so please give us a call and help us out. It's WMKY.org, where there's a secure pledge form, or you can call us right now. We've got some people standing by. That's 606-783-2001. Thanks. And that's it for Mountain Edition. Today we had help from Chuck Mraz, Leanne Akers, Sean Delaney, Brian Courtney, Jacob Lindberg, Chaz Jenkins, Jack Cottle, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. KNN's Paul Miles pitched in along with Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's former student worker, Nelson Gullett. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Arlo Barnett for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.